Headspace meditation is to help us develop the inner awareness, like the word awareness space. To develop this inner awareness, we must have this four support to actually support our training. The first one is relax. Relax completely, body and mind. Means be at ease. Have no stress, no problem, nothing. Just relax, at ease. Then whatever arises, mind state, mental state, or even thought process, you just aware, finish. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything. So when you are able to relax, you are at ease, your mind will settle down. Your body will support your meditation in harmony. A body that is not relaxed is full of stress. Then that one difficult to develop mindfulness. So relaxation is number one, followed by the second support is aware. Aware means no thought. The moment you are without thought, you are already aware. And that is your silent mind, your true mind, your meditative mind. That's why you train yourself not to think by being aware. And throughout the day, since the retreat already started, you must maintain mindfulness, awareness. Everything you do, aware, 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 determined to be aware. Aware means from inside, aware. Aware of outside, aware of inside, aware of everything that is going on within nature. Means the form and mind and external. Okay? Then this awareness is very important. You need to stabilize it. So the third support is maintain this awareness to stabilize the awareness nature within. Unless you have a stable mindfulness, you cannot develop the awareness-based meditation. Okay, so this first three support is very important. Then the last one, which is trust, you do later. For those who already have the training, then you can go to trust. Trust means you trust your nature to do the meditation, but there is no thought involved. So no interference by the thought, means memory and all those things. Means that nature completely silent, stay at the heart area, it will detect the gateway, which is somewhere towards the slight left of the center of your heart. Yeah. Most of the time is there, but it depends on the individual. Sometimes it may vary. Yeah. So this four support is very conducive and very important. Okay. So now I let you develop your meditation. Okay. And slowly, mindfulness, come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. And this mindfulness training has to be extended towards your daily activity, everything you do. Okay? The moment you come out of the meditation, do it mindfully with awareness, so that the awareness and the bodily movement become one. Don't go and look for it. You have to stabilize your sati until it is in that state. Then mind enters sati. Then only it happens. Before that, it can never happen. So what you need to do is throughout the day, everything you do, mindful. Bowing, mindful, aware. Standing, mindful, aware. Then walking, aware, all the activity and movement. Then lying down, aware. Then you sleep or whatever, every slightest movement, aware, maintain awareness. Yeah. Then all of the other connecting activity, even when you reflect to eat, how you stretch your hand to get the chopstick, or whatever, you are aware. Then before you eat, normally, you're silent, then you have specific phenomenal awareness of the environment, everything aware. Then when you look at things aware, especially the food, you before you go to the kitchen, the sense taste, everything will come in. Then how your mind actually move and develop all those activity aware. With inner awareness, you will discover a lot of things. You will understand a lot of things. And this mindfulness has to be sustained throughout the day. Even answer nature's call, blinking of your eye, turning and stretching of your hand, or whatever. Then sometimes you want to like relax your facial muscle or whatever. Feel it relaxing. Even when you move your clothing or whatever, like the Satipatthana Sutta, the Buddha say, putting on the shoulder cloth, mindful awareness, aware of all the action and movement. The summary is we choose aware every action, every movement in the present moment. You have to develop to that stability. Unless you have that stability, your mindfulness cannot stabilize. Yeah? And the form of meditation is to stabilize it. That's why don't try to know, just let the awareness stabilize then until the mind enters the deep. Then suddenly you realize everything you do, the awareness is there. That is the stability. Then you have to maintain this until you reach home and integrate into your daily life, whatever you do. So that is the stability you need. Okay.